Blog Talk Radio.
It's 1 p.m. Central, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. And it's time now for Namaste Nutrition with Claudia Cleary. Be happy, be healthy, be complete in body, mind, spirit. Claudia's advice is always uplifting and inspirational. Get joyfully motivated every week with Namaste Nutrition. And now, here's Claudia. Hello, everyone. Bea Delosier here with a rundown of GGM Radio's brand new schedule. Boy, have we got some wonderful new programs with great new hosts. A little something for everyone. On Mondays at 11 a.m. Central, it's Messages of Light with Amanda Dowell for an hour of psychic chat and inspirational guests. Mondays at 7 p.m. Central, it's time for Primarily Paranormal with psychic Tina Marie. Share an hour with Tina and Bob Weber of Gulf Coast Paranormal. On the second and fourth Tuesday of every month at 8 p.m. Central, it's the Back to Brilliance Hour with Lynn Hoft and Vivian Hildebrand, an hour devoted to your spiritual growth. Wednesdays start at 11 a.m. Central with Maggie Holbeck and Crystal Clear Coaching, featuring motivational inspiration to get your life back on track. At 1 p.m. Central, join Claudia Cleary on Wednesdays with Namaste Nutrition for an hour of soothing chat all about good health, positivity, and spiritual balance. Thursdays, start your day at 9 a.m. Central with Nancy Murdoch and Mastering the Art of Joyfulness. Let Nancy and her special guests lift you out of that rut and get you back in your groove. At 8 p.m. Central, join Dr. Gregory Scott for the Light Giver Universal Healer Hour. Gregory offers spiritual education to further you along your path to enlightenment and empowerment. Fridays at 12 noon Central, it's Alive to Thrive with Brenda Fraser. Join Brenda for an hour of inspiration and motivation, featuring a lineup of today's most popular authors and guests. Friday night at 7 p.m. Central, enjoy an hour of psychic chat with spot-on reader Tasha Harris and the Angels Network. Saturdays begin at noon Central with Bea Delosier, yours truly, and the Metaphysical Edge for psychic chat and interesting guests ranging from UFO research, paranormal experiencers, and all things metaphysical. At 2 p.m. Central on Saturday, it's Audrey Quinn and My Beauty Angel, an hour created just for you with tips and tricks on how to be the best you can be with what God has given you. Sunday is a day of service here on Greater Good Ministries Radio, each week featuring a different interfaith minister bringing joy, upliftment, and unfoldment for body, mind, and spirit. First Sunday of the month is Conversations Beyond the Edge with Dr. Gregory Scott. The second Sunday of the month is the Empowerment Hour with Reverend Barbara B. Delosier. Third Sunday of the month is the Light Givers International Sunday Service and Worldwide Source a Nation Celebration. The fourth Sunday of the month is In His Presence with Evangelist Patricia Benneman. Hope you will join us live for all of our Greater Good Ministries radio programs, but if you can't be with us in person, you can hear any of our programs on demand in archives at www.blogtalkradio.com/ggmradio. And remember, all of our programs now stream live from our home site, www.ggmradio.com. Wishing everyone warmest blessings, always in love, light, and sound. Music provided by Orville Bird, musician extraordinaire. Visit him at orvillebird.com and get a hold of all of Orville's wonderful music.
Good afternoon, this is Claudia Cleary, and you are listening to Namaste Nutrition on blogtalkradio.com/GGMradio. It is such a pleasure to be here, and it is so nice to have you here listening to me. I have some interesting pieces of information for you, too. Just for you to keep in mind, I am still opening up a group of us to work together towards weight management. There is a $75,000 in prizes that can be won. And no, I'm not sponsoring this. This is not through me. This is through another company. But if you end up working with me and you're interested in losing a few pounds or losing a lot of weight, you can lose it as body fat with TLS Weight Loss Solutions and me. If you are interested, please don't hesitate to email me at claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. Everything can be done remotely. You can do this through the phone and through the web. It's actually very turnkey, and you will be eating regular foods, which is a really nice feature of this. The whole goal behind the program is to help you learn how to eat in a healthy way. And so if you're interested, just shoot me an email. Once again, it's claudia.cleary@yahoo.com, and this will stay open until the end of February. So in light of that, just remember that, you know, think about it like this. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day, and what you really want to focus on doing is losing those love handles. So this is a really great opportunity for you to take a look at this and, you know, consider it. You have some time. So let me know if you're interested. Also, we have some amazing upcoming guests in the next few weeks, so I would like very much to encourage you to continue to tune in and listen, because my intrepid producer has been finding the most incredible people to come on and to talk with me and to share their stories with you so that you can end up inspired and enlightened and possibly thinking about yourself and your own life in a different way. And in light of that, today's guest is a very interesting woman. She hails from the wonderful state of Hawaii, which I hope someday to go and visit. Her name is Angela Bushman. She is an author and an intuitive empowerment coach. She is a naturally born empath, and she helps people find their bliss through finding their way back to their authentic and their true self. She's quite an interesting woman, and I am so totally thrilled to have her here. Angela, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Claudia. What a nice welcome.
You're very welcome. Talk to me a little bit about some of your life journeys that have sort of brought you to where you are. I read through your bio, and it was very interesting. You were at a place where most people would think is the ultimate American dream. You were a suburban housewife, and you were living the standard life. You had the house, you had a beautiful family, and you were not happy. Where were you, and what exactly evolved, and what transpired in your life to bring you to the place where you realized you needed to make a change?
Well, that's a good question. I did seem to be living the American dream. Had a beautiful 3 children. I was married at the time, and had worked hard to accumulate all that we think that we acquire in life to fulfill us. And although I was happy on many levels, there was still a large part of me that was unfulfilled. And as I continued on to, through many different ways, try to figure out what was going on, I realized that I wasn't really living authentically. And that really meant to me that I wasn't really embracing all of my gifts and honoring them and showing them to the world.
Okay. So what happened to sort of make you stumble and realize that you needed to make a shift? I'm sure there was like a turning point for you.
Yes, probably not one, but just many. Just starting to realize my disconnect with my current life, with the life that I had at the time, actually. Just realizing it wasn't fulfilling me. You know, the material world wasn't fulfilling my deeper need to really express my inner world. And that started to turn into depression and disconnection. It actually turned into health issues. Mm-hmm. And just really starting to disconnect with the world that I was living in.
Mm-hmm. And so what did you find was the solution for you? And where did you go? What process did you start to bring into your life to shift things for yourself, to bring you back to that authentic person that you are?
Well, you know, probably not one thing, but many things. First of all, I started listening to myself, which is probably the biggest step that you can ever take, is starting to...
Very important.
Yes, listen and honor your voice.
Amen.
And it was almost as if having a conversation with myself, you know, having a meeting with myself and saying, what is going on here? You know, what is not right and why? And what is not bringing me the happiness that I should be feeling in my everyday life? And through that, you know, as I started to become open, the universe continually brought me wonderful avenues, the ones that I was more open to taking. And then as time went on, the ones that I was not so open to taking and that I became braver to start to venture into. So many things. I started with numerology, actually. I actually had a degree in accounting before I became a full-time mom for 17
mm-hmm.
years.
Mm-hmm.
And so numbers kind of speak to me. And as I was in the library with my son at his reading lessons every week, I would be perusing kind of the metaphysical, the self-help aisle, and starting mm-hmm. to really find my way through words, really, which is great because now I'm back to actually writing, you know, writing my own words and sharing them.
Mm-hmm.
And numerology was probably one of the first things that really spoke to me. It was like I saw my soul presented to me as I worked through those numbers and learned the system of numerology. And actually, when I work now with clients, it's one of the things that I work with first to tune into who they are and to help them remember, you know, their soul path, their soul purpose, help guide them back to their inner being.
So which author spoke to you the most about numerology? Because there's a whole variety of them out there.
There are, you know, and I can say I probably read many of them.
mm-hmm.
I can't even really tell you the ones that really stuck. Actually, within my book, what I did within my book, A Soul's Journey Home, which came out just at the end of November, in paperback mm-hmm. and Kindle, I have actually... Thank you. Very exciting.
Mm-hmm.
I have actually detailed out and included many of the books that I worked through. So I have given many of the tools that I used on my journey in that book.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a great starting source to say, okay, what did her journey look like, you know, from this human woman perspective of the emotional journey and everything, and then what tools did she use and what did her journey look like? And I am now actually starting to write a workbook to go along with that to help everyone with questions along the way that they can ask themselves. But... you know, it's funny because just go to the bookstore. I would literally go to the bookstore and just get lost in the bookstore. And the book will speak to you. My family would call and say, where are you, Mom? I'm at the bookstore. Oh, my goodness, we should have known.
That's
but for me,
funny,
that was what worked. You know, and I would go and I would look at a few. And the message that I was supposed to receive that day, I could find it in the words.
Mm-hmm.
As well as many teachers, you know, that I studied with. Many, many teachers along the way throughout the world that were a wonderful
mm-hmm.
gift. It seemed that... As long as you're open to finding your message, the universe will find a way to bring it to you. So it's not as if there's going to be one right book or one right avenue. It's going to be, you know, you just keeping you asking and showing up to be constantly taking that next step forward with what the universe brings to you at that time, which will be the perfect thing for you in that perfect moment.
Yeah, and it makes such a big difference when you just hit the nail right on the head with just the right book. I like you, I mean, I could pretty much live in either a library or a bookstore. You know, I'm open to either of them. It's like, okay, where's Mom? Okay, she's, at the library or the bookstore, whichever the case may be. Yeah, and I understand totally. And do you find, just out of curiosity, do you find that book titles start to speak to you?
Yeah, actually, I mean, it's just the whole energy of the book. It might be something that catches your eye. It just may be your intuition. I mean, sometimes, as they say, literally those books jump off the shelf at you. Mm-hmm. And the same way, too, with, you know, with teachers coming into your life or coaches, you know, the right one, you'll know, you know, just keep asking for what you're ready for, and the universe will bring you to exactly what you need to be using as your tool, as your little prompt. Because it's really your journey, right? It's no one else can take the journey for you. And as long as you keep showing up and being brave enough, right, because this is going to probably push you out of your comfort zone and sometimes flip your world upside down, you know, as it did mine. I went through huge metamorphosis, you know, when I really started to come into alignment. And it takes a really brave person to constantly, you know, say, what am I going to choose? You know, where I am or where I think I'm going to be happy, as far as every platform.
Mm-hmm. How old were your children when you decided to go through this transformation and shift your life around?
Well, I had two teenagers and a middle schooler. Mm-hmm. So it was, you know, challenging enough to be reinventing yourself, or realigning yourself, I should say, and reinventing your life. And then in the midst of, you know, teenage years.
Oh, yeah,
where,
absolutely.
I'll just laugh, because anybody that has been through the teenage years or has teenage years will certainly understand that. I say that with love.
We all love our teenagers, and we love to help them navigate wherever they need to go.
Yeah,
and hope that the teenage years are hopefully as painless for the parents as they possibly can be under the circumstances. Yeah. So, do you have any suggestions or advice for people who are out there and noticing that they're not satisfied with their lives and who are looking to make a change? And, you know, what they can look at? I mean, how would you actually, like, say you have somebody who comes to you and says, I'm in a state of transition. I don't know where I'm supposed to go, but I just know it can't stay the same because it's become so stagnant, it's not serving anything for anyone. What is the first thing that you tell people when they first come to you, or the first questions that you start asking?
Spend time with yourself, you know, make it all about you, because your purpose is very clear here. You know, you're here to be this very unique soul, this very unique part of the puzzle. And unless you're aligned with that and living that, then you're really not honoring yourself. You're not honoring your family. You're not honoring the universe with what you're here to do. So it's got to be an inward journey, and that's not a selfish thing. That's probably the hardest thing to help people transition through, is that, okay, it's time to be all about you. Because, you know, we, sometimes in our journey along life, we become so lost that we just forget who we are, and it's not about us. We feel that we're supposed to be living for everybody else. Mm-hmm. And it's time to get back to you.
Well, don't you think that that's sort of like, you know, the expectations of women, especially when they become mothers, they're not supposed to have any desires of their own. I mean, this is like the stereotypical definition of how motherhood should really be defined. You basically sacrifice everything for your kids and for your family and ignore yourself. And it's something I discuss with people on a regular basis, because like you, I'm also coaching people as well. And, you know, I always ask people the same coaching question, because it just seems to work when they realize that something isn't quite working. It's like, okay, how well is that really working for you? And it's something of a rhetorical question. You know, it's one of those things where, and I don't think it's just exclusive to women at this point. There's so many expectations that are placed on people as they grow up. And it's more or less a question of really finding what your purpose is supposed to be, instead of living a purpose for someone else's, to fulfill someone else's expectations.
Right. Yeah. You're exactly right. And you know, it's a time of coming into balance and coming into wholeness. That's really what the whole universe is edging us towards, individually and then within our communities, within our families, governments, relationships, everything. So it's a time to take a look and say, okay, what am I not valuing as much as the other parts? And many times as, well, number one, healers are typically major givers and not mm-hmm. so good at the receiving part of it. and I work with a lot of healers. It's interesting because, you know, you mm-hmm. can, you find that, you know, your passion is to give and to help, but you're no good to anyone unless you're creating that balance, you know, of teaching other people also to give back to you and to fulfill yourself. You can't just keep giving out and not receiving. So
yeah.
It's a lesson for, you know, that balance of just the whole yin-yang of ourselves. And there's not that one is good and one is bad, giving is good or mm-hmm. giving is receiving. There's got to be a balance in both of those.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it has to be something that works, you know, for within the comfort level, think of the person that you're working with. Yeah. So can you give some examples of, like, what the typical challenge that you've noticed that crops up for a lot of people that you've coached typically is? What is something that seems to be a central theme? I'm sure that, like, during different time periods, you've noticed, like, rhythms and people end up coming at you with the same challenge at different moments in time or, like, within a specific month, you know, several month time period.
Mm-hmm.
Have you seen clumps of people coming to you with the same types of challenges?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of varies. Like you say, it kind of goes in spurts. But
mm-hmm.
typically what I see is, you know, that's such a universal theme, obviously, is that the underappreciated feminine energy.
Mm-hmm.
And that is what we're going through right now. I kind of alluded to it before. It's
mm-hmm.
the rising of the feminine energy to bring the feminine energy and the male energy back into balance.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what's causing the shift in so
mm-hmm.
much of our world right now, within the governments, within ourselves, within relationships. If that feminine energy is not being honored
mm-hmm.
And valued, as you start to realign your balance of the male and female energy, then you'll see the world around you shift. And, you know, it's interesting because it's not just men that I see this not valuing the female energy. It's actually a lot of women.
Yeah, they're giving their own power and their strength away.
It is, and they're valuing more, you know, this masculine energy,
mm-hmm.
you know, of thinking, okay, I'm in the work world, or this is what you know, the world values as a stronger male energy, and so I'm going to, you know, lean that way, and just really not giving the value to the female energy and all that and holds is across the board, I would say, probably one of the top issues that I see.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
and you know that goes into, you know, just what I'm talking about with female energy is, you know, valuing, nurturing, and valuing, number one, nurturing yourself. You know,
mm-hmm.
we've forgotten how to nurture ourselves, and we have to learn
right.
to nurture ourselves before we can learn to nurture anything else.
Yeah, it's so true, especially for raising daughters too. And I'm not saying that this is excluding sons, but you know, if you really want to have women who are strong as they grow up. I think it starts at home and recognizing that it's okay for girls to want to do whatever it is that they want as far as a career goes, but they also have to recognize that taking some time to nurture who they are themselves within, whether it's, you know, manifesting it artistically or manifesting it through, you know, something else that gives them joy, nurturing and helping other people or helping themselves, you know, just to really figure out where they need to go. I think that's so incredibly important.
Mm, it is.
Yeah.
Yes, and that, and then getting into the vulnerability issue would probably be the next step beyond the,
mm-hmm.
and vulnerability, boy, that's a big one for everybody because, you know,
oh,
we've
yeah.
all had the painful things and we've all been out there and been vulnerable and seen how that, you know, can really hurt you, hurt your heart. And
sapphire, sure.
That it's really, I think that if, you know, once we get to a certain level with some people, then that's definitely the end of things, that they're really, okay, now I'm ready. Now I feel I'm safe enough to open up my heart again and to be vulnerable. And without, you know, being vulnerable out there, you really aren't experiencing life. You're really just so closed off, so not experiencing the world, not experiencing the emotions that you can be. And that's just, that's too bad, you know, because there's so much to be experienced.
Yeah, that's so true. That's so true. So, you have this amazing book that you've just written that just came out in November, Soul's Journey Home, Returning to Love. You released it in November. Where can people go to find it, this book?
Well, it is now on all of the Amazons, Amazon.com, as well as all the European Amazons, so pretty much throughout the world it is reachable.
Okay.
Yes, it has actually been picked up by BarnesandNoble.com. It's actually, in Kindle and paperback on Amazon. It's just right now just in paperback on BarnesandNoble.com.
Mm-hmm.
And I spend time in Phoenix, and I spend time in Hawaii, and I actually spend time in California. But as of right now, the local bookstores in Phoenix that are carrying it is I'll think of it in a minute.
Okay.
Bookends is the one in Kailua. And there's one here in Phoenix, the big one, and I can't think of it right now. I'm having a mental block, but I will in a minute.
That's
so I'll
okay.
Shoot it out when
it's
I
okay.
Do.
It'll come back to you when it does. It's not a big deal. I can always ask you some more questions.
Yeah,
and then
actually, you can go to my
go
website,
ahead.
And all the places that it's available is my website. It's shine-your-light.com, or you can go to angelabushman.com as well. It'll take you to the
Wonderful.
Same place.
Yeah, I know, but you have links to your book there on those on your website, don't you?
Yes, and all the reviews and everything. So.
Oh, that's wonderful. So are you, you do coaching also. Can you talk a little bit about, what you do for coaching and how people can get in touch with you? I take it they go to your website as well?
Yes, you can see all the different session options that I have. I do sessions anywhere from about a half an hour to up to 3 months. I'll take clients for about 3 months, and after that, then, I teach empowerment. So it's not about, continually relying on a coach, but taking those steps, and most people within 3 months can get there.
Mm-hmm.
I love doing the one-on-ones. Right now I'm focusing again on writing. I've got this workbook I'm writing on, as well as the next book, which is going to be on relationships. So as far as doing radio and talk, I'm not really doing any workshops at the moment because I'm wanting to get this workbook created, which will then become my workshops. So that is definitely up in the future. Hopefully by the end of the summer, the workshops will be up and running.
That's wonderful. That's marvelous. So I think are you going to be doing your workshops then in the continental part of the U.S. as well as out in Hawaii?
Yes, definitely. As I said, I do live here part-time in Phoenix, and I do spend time in California as well. So all those markets will probably be the first ones that I'll start off in. Yeah, I've already
that's
had requests
wonderful.
For California, yeah.
Oh, that's marvelous. That's so exciting for you.
Thank you.
You're welcome. What kind of training? Because you said that you started your life as an accountant. So now that you're doing your coaching work, did you do any training in addition to just coming into a realization within yourself? Or did you take workshops? Did you take some more college classes? How did you develop the skill set in order to train and to coach people?
Well, that's a good question because, people as they're kind of stepping back into their journeys too always want to know, what is the pattern? And I just, as we talked about before, I started with books. I just mainly was learning as much through the different kinds of books, astrology. I think I've tested every system out there. Spirit told me early on, don't be upset that you don't just click with one means. You are a channel. It was proven again and again through all of the modalities that I chose versus, astrology, numerology, working with channels, telling me, you are already a Reiki master. You don't need to go take the courses. You don't need to take a writing course. You already know all of this. You've trained for past lives. You're here now to bring all this together. But I did. I studied with so many different groups, people that I met along the way. Just the perfect one would show up at the perfect moment. And from every teacher, from every workshop, from every book, it brought a piece of me back to me. And, so there's not one big thing out there with a big degree stamped on the end other than the fact that I know, it's all aligned within me now. So I drew from everything. I drew from every person that I met. I drew from the people that come in to work with me. They still continue to teach me. They still continue to bring me the messages to show me,
Yeah, it's just interesting, but I have found that, just through my own coaching experiences for health and wellness, and teaching yoga, I learn so much from the people who come and talk to me constantly. So I think that, you know, it's one of the, I think it's an indicator of a really good teacher is how much you can actually learn from the people that you're working with.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, it's so critically important. So, yeah, it sounds to me like you're very self-taught and you're very intuitive in terms of what you bring to the table for people, which is amazing because I think too few people, and this is, I think, also part of getting back in touch with that female intuition and that female aspect within us, is that intuitive ability to just sort of know exactly what you need to do in order to bring out the best in each person as they sit in front of you and say, help me.
Right.
Yeah. That's wonderful.
Yeah,
absolutely. So do you work with a specific demographic, or do you pretty much open up your coaching for couples, for families? How do you work with coaching for people?
You know, it's interesting because as I'm writing the book, which I've never, you know, written a book before last year,
uh-huh.
and I threw myself into a lot of markets that I didn't know anything about. So, of course, then I'll continue to kind of take little classes here and there. And the first thing that they'll tell you if you're taking a book marketing class is, you know, you need to know your market. And so all of a sudden I tried to start understanding, okay, who's my market? And I thought, okay, probably middle-aged women. That will probably be my market. And so, and kind of with an overall view, with answering the questions that they're asking me, that's what I went in with. But once the book has come out, it's been more of what I thought. You know, if this book speaks to everyone, I mean, I've had the younger ones coming to me, like actually the college kids, and saying, you know what, this is just the book that I needed right now, because guess what, they're really in the same place in their life. Or they're needing this tool, right? They're needing this tool of like, oh, my goodness, all of a sudden I'm supposed to know who I am and what I'm supposed to do for the rest of my life, and all these people keep asking me who I am and what I'm going to do. And, you know, so they're at the same – I know. So it's a universal question at every – you know, and then some of my clients are almost into their 70s, you know, and still very excitingly trying to start – or expand their purpose of what they're doing here. So, and men, women, it's been just really a beautiful mix of voices. You know, people that have never been married, people that have been married, that are still married, people that have been married and been divorced. I do think that it is helpful for a woman that is, or a man that is possibly in a marriage, that is possibly transitioning out of that because of what happens so many times when we really start to realign with who we are, you know, you're shifting your energy possibly if you were out of alignment. And when that happens, of course, we know relationships shift, right? And sometimes the letting go of those things is a very hard time. So if anyone is in any kind of a transition like that, I would say get this book because it's really going to help you look at things more objectively and from a more of an open mind, maybe than what your culture or society or religion or whatever has kind of, I don't really want to say the word programmed, but I'm going to use that word, programmed you to believe is right for you. So
yeah, I have found that there are so many people who come from a specific background. And I mean, I've run into people from all kinds of different backgrounds throughout the course of my life. And, you're right about the programming, and I think that it's, you know, something as basic as whether or not to drink wine all the way up to, oh, my gosh, divorce is considered a sin. You know, it's one of those things where people have to come to the realization that maybe this aspect of what they thought was right doesn't fit their needs at this point in time. And it's not a bad or a good thing. It's not a judgment. You're not causing harm to anyone, at least not deliberately. And if there's pain felt when there is the breakup of a marriage, it's the natural pain of moving forward and recognizing that not all of life is supposed to be a bed of roses. And recognizing that sometimes in order to move forward, you have to go through some birthing pains. And that's really what I, you know, how I would see it. And tell me your take on that.
Yeah, it's a great point. And it's so... you know, one of the things that I do really help people do is to shluff off the old programming, you know, because that's really what's going on right now is that what no longer serves us, we're letting go of, right? And so we've come in, you know, as women or men, with all that that entails, right?
Right.
We come into a specific culture with all that that brings with it. We come into a specific family with all that that brings to it. And we come into within a relationship sometimes. And so there's a lot of sloughing off of saying, you know what? I'm not sure why I'm listening to these rules because they're really not working for me anymore. And it's just, you know, sometimes it takes a lot of bravery, courage to say, you know, it's just really not working for me anymore. And sometimes what I find, especially for me, was that, you know, when I tried to hang on to things sometimes too long and fix them, right, because I was still in that male energy of let's just fix this because it can work and I just need to fix it, then things start to get much more detrimental, you know, if you try to hang on too long. And sometimes it just, you know, we'll be pushed along in one way or another, but it's like, okay, how long are you going to hang on and how miserable are you going to make everybody, including yourself and everybody else, before you're ready to let go of what you're supposed to be letting go of? It's not serving you anymore.
Right. Yeah, this idea that, you know, it's just one or, you know, one person's viewpoint or one person's value system that actually works within whatever dynamic you might have, whether it's a patriarch of a family or whether it's, you know, a woman who is in an unfulfilling marriage, or whether it's, you know, even a teenager who is just trying to figure out the great, oh my gosh, who am I, what do I stand for, where am I supposed to go, how do I get there? You know, so I mean, the fact that you've got college kids that are coming to you and saying, this has been such an eye-opening experience for me. I mean, I remember reading a book when I was in high school that was a key turning point for me, and it was a book called Way of the Peaceful Warrior by Dan Millman.
Mm-hmm.
And that book blew me away at the time that I read it. And it made me realize that, you know, it's just because you have this, you have parents who have expectations, doesn't necessarily mean that you're going to fulfill whatever expectations they have, because your viewpoints might not be the same as theirs, and that's okay.
Right.
And
exactly.
I've never read anything like that before. and to know that, you know, you have actually put out a book that's validating a lot of people's feelings today is awesome, because it's obvious that this reintroduction of the female energy, that intuitive sense, that nonlinear way of thinking is so beneficial to recognize that and to see how it's going to manifest within business and within, you know, our whole culture. And, you know, I'm hoping that as you move forward, you can end up helping even more people and doing more things for as many as want to be touched by whatever work they can end up generating, you know, using you as a conduit towards where they want to be.
Well, thank you. Yes, I look forward to all that is ahead of all of us.
So just out of curiosity, how are your kids doing now with everything that has changed for you?
Good question. You know, and that continually evolves, as we all do on a daily basis. But it is, I am actually, it's been probably, the beginning of my book was my early 40s, and that's been a few years now. And so then I think I went through my divorce at about 44. That has been 5 years now, and I'll tell you, you know, it was interesting because we did work with psychologists when we were going through the divorce, which I would highly recommend, you know, for anyone. We also did a collaborative divorce for anybody going through a divorce that needs to go through a divorce. What a beautiful way to do it, because you're so supported. And I remember saying at the time, you know, I wish we were about 2-3 years ahead of where we are now, because I know everyone's going to be in a better place. You know, I was really, the counselors, the coaches told me that at that time, you're really 2-3 years ahead of everybody else, you know, because you know what it's going to be. You've been where they are now, but you've got to let them be where they are. That's so important. You know, so I kept telling them it's all going to be great, and they looked at me like I was crazy. Mom, you just changed our whole world. What are you talking about? You're nuts. And now here we are 4 years down the road, and I think everyone can finally see it. You know, everyone realizes, wow, everybody is really in a great place. Everyone has been allowed the freedom, you know, to evolve in the way that they want to. And we're respecting each other's journeys and supporting each other's journeys in a beautiful way. And so that is, it's really, I think, really, really starting to hit home in their lives. How, you know, change is not always a bad thing. Maybe that's exactly what you need to continue. I mean, we all will continue to change always. And so it was actually a good experience in many ways to go through and then to see the positive things that can come out of it.
That's awesome. I mean, the fact that, you know, you stayed positive and kept that as a focus has allowed your kids to realize that they can stay mired in that depression and, you know, the ending, or they can come out of it and realize that for you it's been a real big blessing. And they can also see the general enhancement of their own lives as a result of what you've chosen to do and showing your strength and honoring who you are. And that's so critically important, I think, to recognize that, you know, just because a marriage hasn't worked does not mean that you individually are a failure. No, absolutely not. And I think that for too long in America, you know, divorce was looked upon. I mean, my parents they divorced when I was six. But the thing is that I think there's so many, you know, what is it, over half of the marriages in this country today end in divorce. You know, think about what happened to people a long time ago when divorce was not considered an option, or it was not legally feasible to do, or there wasn't any kind of an allowance for a woman who was in a place, or even a man who was in a place where it really wasn't serving a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
Talk about feeling trapped, and the fact that we have the freedom to have those options today, you know, I think is a really big benefit. And it's not to say that you throw the towel in anytime things get difficult. It's that you can really look at something and say, hey, this is not serving anyone's purpose. What's the point of continuing with it? And there's
right.
a real big difference between that and just sort of giving up on something before you've given it a chance. You know what I mean?
Right. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's good. The book is full of stories of, you know, those those moments and those conversations with my children. And, you know, because it's really captured very real, I think, you know, the journey, within the journey. And
sure.
the emotions felt, and hopefully from every angle, you know, I wanted to show that and how, you know, it's hard when you're trying to tell someone. Well, it was funny because there was one conversation with my middle daughter, and I remember her first words out of her mouth, and I said to her, you know, this marriage is going to end. And she said, Mom, you know, everyone I know that's from a broken family is not doing well. And I said, it was like I had one of those aha moments.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, she was just in shock. And I'm like, oh, my gosh, this is why we're supposed to be doing this. This is part of it, you know, because we're going to be the ones to show everybody that it can be a good thing, you know, that it's okay. And that story is really in there. And it's really, you know, just funny
mm-hmm.
to even look back on it now, because it was just one of those hugely aha, strange moments that you,
mm-hmm.
you know, it's so weird in the context, but it is one of those huge aha moments that, you know what?
Right.
It's going to be good. And I know it's going to be good. And
mm-hmm.
just seeing the benefit, you know, once you get beyond the fear, which is probably the biggest barrier
yeah.
of most people's changing of anything, is just fear.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
people are actually afraid to be happy. That's one thing that does come up in my coaching a lot.
Wow.
I'm afraid to be happy. Yeah, afraid to be happy.
What are they afraid is
going to
happen?
Afraid.
Yeah, what is the fear that comes up? What do people fear if that's going to happen if they are happy?
Sometimes they fear it's the end, actually. Yeah, fear it's
yeah.
the end. Or, you know, the pain that could come after that next moment of not being, you know, it's all over the board, but, you know, the fears come
wow.
in all kinds of ranges. And, you know, it's the grappling with the fear and not letting it control your own you to step outside of that fear. Oh, my goodness. And the book kind of goes on to talk about how I continually had to do that, how I continually had to, you know, first leave the marriage or chose to. You know, then chose to leave my community and chose to run around the world by myself, you know, so really testing myself, right? If there's any fears left, let's go test them. So, yeah, but the result is amazing freedom. You know, it's amazing confidence in yourself just for your simple strength and honoring of yourself. And that is, it's so simple and it's so huge at the same time.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. So, so how is your daughter then, that middle one who was so fearful about how she was going to end up? How is she doing today? Is she in high school or is she in college at this point?
The oldest, my I have two girls and a boy, and both the girls are actually in college now. Yeah, so you know, those of you who have had the teenagers that then go on to move out and go to college and start to stand in the world themselves, obviously have you know that huge learning curve themselves once they're starting to be in the world and relationships and trying to find themselves and everything else. So, you know, I think that she's realizing. I think she has had the opportunity to step outside. And to be the observer more, you know, than and what a shift that is, right? When you can actually start to become the observer of things instead of, you know, the actor in the play. And so I think that she is definitely very aware, you know, of choices and sees the people that really, interestingly enough, kind of resisted the choices, you know, that I was making at that point. Many have gone on to make some of the same changes. So, you know, it's interesting. It's interesting as we continue to evolve what we were afraid of or feared or didn't understand at one point. Mm-hmm. Once you kind of, you know, grow through that experience and you look back on it, you see it in a whole different way.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think that it gives you a broader perspective on your choices in life, and you have to remember that, you know, life is all about those options and choices that you make, and then taking the options and the path that are in front of you, making a choice about where you want to go, or choices, if, you know, you have more than one as an option in front of you, and then also being responsible for what decisions that you do make instead of focusing on the blame of, you know, what your father or your mother guided you to do based on their own experiences. So I think that, yeah. So anyhow, it's just kind of important to recognize, you know, where you go and what you opt to do with, you know, what options are put at your disposal. I don't think that many people have the opportunity to have a mom who is as insightful as you are. And so I think that your book is going to be very timely for quite a number of people who are going through such transitions too. So I want to thank you so much for doing that. It's
you're welcome.
Obviously very, very needed, especially if people are resonating with what you're writing. And can you share some of the other stories? You know, if you have a real short one that you could share right now, that would be really awesome. A short story from, you know, one of the stories that you have in your book.
Well, it was interesting. I'll just add on to what you just said, because I did have one mom. I've received a lot of emails, and I thank everybody out there who has sent them, because, you know, it's great. I'm doing what I do because I love doing it, and it's feeding my soul. And all the emails I've gotten back, one email just came back and said, you know what, I want my children, my two teenage children, to now read this book as well, because I want them to understand me through you. You know, they still aren't getting it. Yes.
That's amazing.
So it's really, yeah, I think it's really, and also to help them understand, you know, their journeys of figuring out who they were and who they are going to be allowed to be. I mean, now that this mom has had this opportunity to say, you know, really what you just spoke on just a minute ago, too, is about not trying to control anybody, right? It's like the only person you're supposed to be in charge of is yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And everybody has their freedom to choose their path, their way, their being, and we have to allow others to do that. And that's really hard.
It is, and it's also really tough, I think, for people to go down a path that they've never experienced before and approach it with a sense of curiosity instead of a sense of, oh, my God, what's going to happen? I'm terrified of this because I don't have a point of reference for it. You know, and it's not necessarily a bad thing. It's just a different thing than maybe what your family has experienced, too. We have a caller who just came in. So would you like to take a question?
Sure.
Okay. So we have a caller, area code 707. You're on with Angela and Claudia. Welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. I just love what you're saying, Sandra. I really, really, no, I got your name wrong. I'm sorry. I've been listening for a while, and it seems like everything you're saying is what I'm walking through in my path right now. And it's like so amazing. You're like, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. That I'm like, wow, okay. And I'm so grateful that you're saying allow your children to evolve how they're going to evolve, especially as they're going through this journey, because that's been the hardest for me. Because I'm moving from California to Hawaii, which is a whole different animal.
Yes.
A whole different animal. So thank you so much, because that helped me deal with him right now where he's at, because he's 16 and the world revolves around him in this little world. So
yeah.
I am so grateful. So I definitely will be getting out, getting this book. Don't care what it is I got to do, but I'm definitely getting this book. And you do coaching as well in Hawaii and California as well?
Yes. Yes, I do coaching around the world, actually. It's a beautiful thing now, isn't it, that we can just get on a phone or on Skype and we can do coaching with anybody in the world. So, yeah, I do actually a lot of phone or Skype counseling, yes.
Okay.
Do you have a question for Angela?
I wanted to know her name of her book. I came in late. I'm sorry, but I wanted to be
okay.
able to get her book.
It's A Soul's Journey Home, A Soul's Journey Home, Returning to Love by Angela Bushman.
All right. Definitely.
It's available at Amazon, yeah. Or go to my website, www.shine-your-light.com.
Okay.
And all the information on the book is there on the book page. And
okay.
all the information on my sessions is there on the sessions page. Anyone that wants to get a hold of me can get a hold of me at angela@shine-your-light.com.
Okay. And one of my other question is, how did you stay so positive with them through their journey of making transition through all of this? How did you keep them being, like, positive? How did you deal with it yourself and not be stressed out?
Not easy, is it? Well, there's this saying that you can either get on the roller coaster with them or you can stay out on the ground and watch the roller coaster go. And you will be tested. And, you know, it's a wonderful learning experience for yourself. You know, you will be tested. And
right.
how you will react, and they are learning and testing you at the same time. So it's a wonderful gift you can give them, you know, to not let them push your triggers, you know, because it's just another experience, right, that you're having.
Okay.
You allow the universe to show you where are my triggers, right? It's helping you to
okay.
grow.
Okay. I can do that.
Yeah.
I like that. I'm gonna try that instead of reacting.
Oh, wonderful.
Because I was
yes.
on a roller coaster with him.
Become the observer. Stand back, right? Stand back and
right.
become the observer. And learn to respond to something instead of react to it.
Okay.
That's a great little catchphrase that you can just put into your mind that will help you learn how to become the observer.
Okay. All right.
I have a 14-year-old myself. So I understand what you're dealing with. If you have a 16-year-old, I seriously think that they react first and then think
mm-hmm.
about it later. And, you know, that's just part of growing up. And I remember hearing somebody talking about the teenage brain and how it typically does that, and that's normal for kids this age. So
okay.
It's a really important thing. And what is your name?
My name is Ceci, Chef Ceci. I'm in the room.
Mm-hmm. You are going to be one of my guests coming up, aren't you?
Yes. Yes, I am. Yes, ma'am.
I'm so excited that you're calling in. We are looking very much forward to having you on the program very, very soon. I wish you the absolute best of luck with your move out to Hawaii. I think that you're going to have a really awesome time. And I'm really happy that you called in to talk to Angela. Thank you so much for calling in.
No problem. She, like I said, she was speaking my path. I was like, okay, she's walking my walk. Okay, what else is going to go on? So,
lots and lots
right.
of stuff. Yeah,
right.
absolutely. Thank you.
Thank
we have
you.
One more caller coming in right now. We have our next caller is area code 705. You're on with Claudia and Angela. Welcome to the program.
Hi, ladies.
Hi.
Hello.
Who are we speaking to?
Sandra is my name.
Hi, Sandra. What can we do for you?
Well, actually, I really like your book, too. I know it's timely that I'll get this book and read it. In the past 18 months, I've been working with a lady, and a husband, actually, as caregiver. And I'm not really sure about what I am to be doing going forward. It was pretty hard on my heart.
A lot of pain there. Take a deep breath. Mother's love all around you.
Transitions are so challenging. I'm so sorry for what you're dealing with.
It's really been hard. Because I do need to work, and I am a healer, and I am a Reiki master. I really do love to do the healing. I know caregiving is very healing as well. I guess my biggest issue here, that the family don't see things the way that the couple that I took care of, you know, saw me. And which is really very difficult for me to live with, because, I mean, they're not my parents, but they really loved me and I really loved them too. And they sort of shut me out, and I knew it was the beginning, you know, it was the end. I knew it was coming anyway. But going forward, I'm just having some issues trying to decide what to do, because I do need to work. And I've been out of work for about 3 weeks now. So, you know, and I know I've needed the time to do some healing as well.
Right. Clearing.
Anyway, any suggestions or any other than getting the book?
Well, the first thing I would say to you is that we cannot control what other people think of us or the way that they view us. And that's in the book. There's a whole chapter, I think, on that.
Okay.
And that's a huge, huge lesson, which you're going through right now. And it's a beautiful lesson. And be thankful for the lesson, because once you get the lesson, it's a huge shift in your world. So that's the good news, right? We get these lessons,
right.
Then if we get the lesson, then you're going to have this huge jump from that lesson, and you'll never really be bothered with that lesson again. And the lesson in that is, okay, what other people's reality are of you, you have no control over. So don't, if you let them have control over you, then you're giving your power away, right?
Amen
and
to that.
And they are controlling you, right? Does that make sense to you?
Oh, yeah. I hear
okay.
that.
And so, really, that helps even with the, you know, everybody, even the teenagers, when parents are out there dealing with the teenagers, you know, they're going to have their thoughts of you, which, you know, may be different than your thoughts of you.
Right.
And that's okay, because they're allowed to have their thoughts, and you can't tell them what to think, and you're not allowed to tell them what to think. And if you're wasting your time trying to tell them what to think, then you're wasting your time, right? And they're actually controlling you. So that's kind of the first lesson there. And, you know, I think once you – I've already felt your energy shift already. And
yes.
Once you understand that, then you can let it go, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So give thanks for what happened. Give thanks for the lesson. You know who you are. You know what you did. You know the connection that you had in that situation. And that's all that needs to happen. Okay, whatever anybody else thinks or understands, it's really irrelevant to you. And so when that shift happens, then it's going to allow you to take a deep breath and to turn around and to look forward and to start focusing again on you. Your journey needs to go inward, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Start the realignment. Okay, this is exciting because I'm on a new path here, and I'm going to go forward, and there's so much open in front of me, and it's time to start that inward journey with you and to get excited about, you know, the conversations with you and the connection with you.
Mm-hmm.
How's that feel? How's that feel to you?
Well, yeah, that feels, it's reassuring. And, you know, it's just like what you said, that I have no control over what they feel about me, but vice versa, you know, it's the same thing. I have, you know, the opposite for them.
Sandra, I've got a question for you. Have you ever done yoga or Tai Chi?
I haven't, no.
You haven't. One of the things that you learn when you study yoga is that you can control what's inside of you, whether it's a physical control or a mental or an emotional control, but you cannot control what goes on outside your skin. You can control energy that you run, and as a Reiki master, you understand this. But you cannot control anything else outside of you, and it's kind of comforting to recognize that because it sets you free. You can then make a decision about ultimately what you really want. And it's like what Angela was talking about before, sitting inside with yourself and recognizing where you need to go and what it's going to take to get you there, whether it's studying some more or whether it's moving in a different direction than where you've been, or, you know, maybe just going back to school, or maybe going into a totally different field of study, or, you know, wherever it is that you find yourself, there's no wrong choice that you could make. It's a decision that you have to feel comfortable with within yourself, whatever that decision is.
Mm-hmm.
And know that you've done the very best that you could with this family. And maybe they honored you in the end, maybe they didn't. Maybe they valued what you did, maybe they didn't. But you did the very best that you could. And you have to recognize that in yourself, too.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make things a little easier as well?
Well, it does. I mean, I have come to those, to that place at times, but other times it sort of starts eating at me again.
Mm-hmm.
And so clearing that baggage.
Mm-hmm.
From me and you know, and learning to breathe.
Mm-hmm.
Which
breathing
I know
is
powerful as well.
Mm-hmm.
I know finding the balance, which is what you started with, and I know that I do teeter on that. I mean, I have, you know, I give a lot, and you know, and don't expect it in return. And, you know, it's sort of hard to, you know, even the people, a couple that I looked after, they were not givers. They did not, you know, I mean, they did not give back to me other than, like, in demonstratively. I knew in my heart that she appreciated me. But I know that balance is so key, and it's, you know, I really have to work on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's about value too, valuing yourself, right?
Mm-hmm.
So check in on that one with yourself as well, because until you're valuing yourself, and that's a big part of the book, and it's going to be a big part of the workbook too. Until you're valuing yourself, no one else outside of you will value you either. You'll see that reflected outside of yourself.
Mm. Mm-hmm. Amen.
So if there's something you're going to focus on as far as meditation-wise or just really asking the universe to help you with right now, I would say self-valuation, valuing yourself, honoring yourself. That's going to help you with your shift here.
Well, I also have another situation. My ex-partner is now suing me, and he was it came about 18 months later. You know, he decides to come and, you know, try to get money from me, and I think he expected me to just lay down and hand money over to him, but it's like I don't really have it to give to him. And so now, you know, so I've had a lot of challenges, with this coming up in March, and then with my clients, and so a lot of endings. I've had a lot of endings, and so I think your book can help me with
mm-hmm.
clearing the clutter and sitting clear, I guess.
And they're all going to help you. All these experiences that you're having right now is helping you bring yourself back into balance. So give thanks for that, because they're all helping you stand up for yourself, right, and to honor yourself and to value yourself and to find your voice. And I think you're going to be really find a lot of inspiration. The words are just really going to be there for you in the book. So I'm anxious to hear to have you have it.
I will. Okay. I'll let you know, Angela, for sure.
Please let me know. Thank you.
Yeah, please call us the show back when you get a chance, and let me know too, because I'm very interested in finding out how things work out for you.
Yeah, thanks, Claudia. I appreciate it too.
You're very, very welcome. You're very welcome. I really wish the best thing. Everything.
Thank you.
I'm
really grateful. And Amanda, she's wonderful too. She's
a beauty.
My marvelous behind the scenes producer, but she is quite vocal when she wants to be.
Yes. Yes, I do know that.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling in, Sandra. It was a pleasure hearing
you.
Thank
you very much. I really appreciate it. And we'll talk soon.
Definitely. So, Angela, I would like to thank you so much for coming on the show today. It is after 2 o'clock. And if you would like to give people your information just one more time, I would really appreciate it. And that way they know how to get a hold of you and to find your book. And contact you for coaching.
Yes. You can either go to Angela Bushman, BUSHMAN.com, or shine-your-light.com. And that is my website. You'll be able to find everything there, my sessions, my coaching information, all the links to my book, all the reviews to my book. There's a newsletter you can sign up for to stay in touch. The shows that I'll be on coming up, I've got some radio shows coming up here, as well as the workbook coming out, as well as little surprise offers that come out every now and then. So if you're not on my mailing list, go ahead and sign up on there.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for being on the show with me today and for blessing all of the listening audience that I have with your presence. It's been wonderful having you here, and I do hope that you come back and keep me updated on the birth of your second book and also the evolution of your workshop, too, and where you plan on having them, too, in the future.
Definitely, Claudia. Thank you very much. You're just a jewel to be with and to work with. I really value this.
Thank you. Thank you so much. You're listening to Namaste Nutrition on blogtalkradio.com/GGM Radio. And if you need to get a hold of me because you have a nutritional question and you'd like some help with something nutritional, please don't hesitate to email me at claudia.cleary@yahoo.com. And I would like to encourage anybody who is listening to go into the archive and check out some of the archive shows, both for me and also for the other hosts that we have on GGM Radio, and also listen to some of the other programs that we have coming up throughout the course of the week. There are some many, many new hosts, and they have some amazing topics that they speak on, and I think that you'll be very, very pleasantly surprised. I hope that you all have a marvelous afternoon and a really wonderful week. Namaste.
We're open for business. The Greater Good Ministries Book and Gift Shop is now open for business, featuring metaphysical and uplifting books from your favorite authors, such as Doreen Virtue, Wayne Dyer, Michael Edward Owens. We've added handcrafted one-of-a-kind jewelry, pendants, earrings, and bracelets, and now have an exclusive selection of crystals, rocks, and stones for your metaphysical toolbox. Take a look at our hand-dug Arkansas crystals, imported Brazilian crystals, Tibetan crystals, and Reiki healing stones. All of our rocks, crystals, and stones have been Reiki infused, blessed, and cleared, ready for use. You can reserve your copy of Crystal Healing 2012 and Beyond, Reverend B's new book, A Comprehensive Guide of Rocks, Crystals, and Stones for the New Age. Visit ggmradio.com and click Bookshop in the menu bar. That's ggmradio.com.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human, and she's got this little toy she's always playing with all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese, and guess what? Egg rolls showed up, like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Feels warmer sleeping here alone. You know I dream in color and do the things I want. You think you got the best of me, think you've had the last laugh, but you think that everything good is gone. Think you left me broken down, think that I'll come running back. Baby, you don't know me, cause you're dead. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger. Stand a little taller.